Good morning. Welcome to my new pet quiz, which is called Slowing Down, the Inevitable Embarrassment of Growing Old. So, Slowing Down, the Inevitable Embarrassment of Growing Old. Great title, huh? My wife came up with it. Or as the French poet Racine said, in much better words, my name is Brian, I'm 64, with 5 grandkids, and I don't particularly feel like living like an old man, drooling on my pillow, suffering from incontinence, and since we're all going to die anyway, at least we can put up a good fight. During this days of lockdown, I've done a lot of research into aging and nutrition and health. There's already a lot out there online, on YouTube, in English, on these subjects. Not always entertaining though. So where were we? Ah, I decided to create a podcast in French. Now, French isn't my native language. You probably figured that out already. I get my genders wrong, and my prepositions are all over the place. You've been warned. Come on, let's do this. We're all gonna die, but that's not reason why we can't put up a good fight back. Let's eat less often and not garbage. Let's manage our stress, not walk, get moving. Let's learn how to breathe again. Maybe some food deficiencies? Immunology is the science of how to get it right. Finding your balance in every sense of the term. To get fit again with hard, firm muscles. Getting out into nature more often. Your lungs will thank you. Oh yeah, that's for sure. Gyms are closed. We really don't care. No, forget that. That's wrong. Absolutely. Cut it. We'll talk about that later. To start, let's just think a bit about our biology. We live in a period of fantastic medical progress. The result, we live much longer, a lot longer. But we should never lose sight of the fact that we pretty much have the same DNA as the caveman. That's right. This DNA has been programmed for a setting quite different from the era that we live in today. Therefore, we absolutely need to find a lifestyle that's more in sync with our deep-seated nature. Let's take the example of this primitive man, the caveman, who dwelled on this planet thousands of years ago. The agenda was pretty straightforward: finding food and to avoid being the meal of a big animal, and every now and then reproduce. You had to be strong and resilient. You had to run fast and to be smarter than those stupid animals. No shrinks on the horizon either. So what do we do exactly to reconcile our prehistoric DNA with the modern day of big cities and iPads? We'll talk about that in our next episode, which is called The Feast Can Wait. Don't just sit there, girl. Get up on your feet. Get your muscles working, dude, and get your heart to beat. Think about how often and what you eat.
Think about how often and what you eat.
Focus on your breathing. Let silence be your friend. Get out into nature every now and then. Get out in the sun and have some fun. Get out in the sun and have some fun. Forget about counting sheep to improve your sleep. Did the science of nutrition. Let's dive in deep. Manage your immune system with biohacks, biohacks. Gyms are closed, never mind, get fit. Just do it, get fit. Just do it, just do it, 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 do it. Chew a gama, chew a dama, wap, dam, bang. Walk, run, move, groove, jog, dance, laugh, move. Get out in the sun and have some fun. Your body's your entire life, your planet, your ecosystem, your universe, your universe. There is no planet B. 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 Do it, 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 do it. And that's about it. And get set for a new episode called Got It Gramps, Better Wait for New. But then, what do we do then? Hi, it's me again. You got it by now. What I'm talking to you about has a name, intermittent fasting. I've gone out of my way to avoid saying fast. It's scary. So what do we do exactly when we intermittent fast? How do you start? The most popular way is called the 16-8 method, which means you go for 16 hours without food, and then you eat what you want for an 8-hour window. For example, you eat your first meal at, well, your last meal of the day at 8 p.m., and a few hours later, you're in bed, and you fast naturally, without thinking about it. And as Madame Claudine said, who sleeps? Sups, because when you're asleep, you're not hungry. The first meal the next day should be at what? At noon. So, you have your breakfast a bit later. It's as easy as skipping breakfast. And if it's 11 or 1 p.m., no big deal. No need to watch your clock. And it's best to do it often. Once a week is better than nothing. Twice is better. After a while, it's going to become a piece of cake to do it every day, effortlessly. You don't even think about it. And at the pool, how do you go about it? Do you first put your toe in, then your feet? Or do you just go for the great big dive? Splash! We're all different. Different temperaments. Intermittent fasting isn't a diet. Nothing like it. No privation of anything. At least not at first. You just eat at certain times of the day. That's it. It's as easy as skipping breakfast. For a long time, people thought, for good reason, that the only way that you could lose weight was the caloric deficit. Calories in, calories out. You have to burn more calories than what you consume. And that's part of the picture. It's not wrong. But it's going to take, you will lose your fat that way. But dieting and exercise is magic. But you're hungry and going without. It's hard to hang in there. The risk of slowing down your metabolism is real. And it's hard to keep on keeping on. You know people have done it. It works for a while and then they go right back into the old bad habits. The yo-yo effect. So let's see. I'll take three of those chocolate chip chocolate cookies. And those others look really good too. I'll take them all. Calories in, calories out is only part of the picture. There's also the effect of the hormones. Hormones are your traffic cops. By far the most important hormone is insulin. Insulin is our friend, but also our frenemy. So what this is all about is to ensure that our insulin level remains low as long as possible. As long as possible. Which is why fasting is so good. Every time you eat, even just a tiny little tidbit, it's insulin time. And insulin, if it outstays its time in your arteries, no good. Well, it was a longer episode today, but I think it's good to put our ducks in a row. See you soon, I hope.
Pas de rap aujourd'hui.
No rap today.
Pour demain, peut-être.
Maybe tomorrow.